Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. All you have to do, dial in toll-free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Of course, plenty of stuff to talk about here that we bring in to discuss with you. And there's some, some national news about the Gary Johnson campaign. This is the gentleman that's running for president as a Libertarian candidate this year. We can
former New Mexican governor.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So I'd like to share that with you. And also, it's Twitter Tuesday, which means that if you tweet at Free Talk Live before the end of the night tonight, whenever I go to bed, whenever that is, we'll follow you back on Twitter. So if you are a Twitterer, you can, or maybe if you're new to Twitter, just tweet at Free Talk Live. We'll see it, and that's how we know you did it. And then we will follow your profile in return. So again, Twitter Tuesday. Joining you in the studio tonight, it is Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
All right, so 855-453, that allows you to take control of the airwaves. The Gary Johnson campaign released, one advertisement that it was kind of repurposed for some local politicians here in New Hampshire as well. But if you go to freekeen.com, you can see the spot. It's kind of cute. Gary Johnson is wearing a peace shirt with a peace symbol on it.
Yeah, but he has a blazer on over it.
You can clearly see the peace symbol on that shirt. And Gary Johnson appears to be coming out of the New Hampshire State House and encounters a group of zombies. The zombies are dressed in red or blue, and they are zombied up with makeup and special effects and things like that. And basically, he makes some statements to the people, and it's pretty clear what is being suggested here, and that is that many Americans who follow the political scene are really just taking sides like it's some sort of sporting event and mindlessly supporting one team or the other. And of course,
Pretty clear to me that that's what politics is like in America.
I'd apply that zombification to anybody who gets an I voted sticker.
I don't know if that's true. Are you one of those anti-voting people, Johnny Ray?
Pretty much. I think that it's the opportunity cost that kills it for me.
Meaning you've just got better things to do.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything necessarily inherently destructive about voting, but I think there's better things you could do. I think Ron Paul would have been better off with a black bandana over his face throwing flowers in the street.
So
I don't know that he would have gotten nearly the coverage.
You don't really mean
I'll
that,
tell you
do
what,
you?
Put a black bandana over your face and throw flowers in the street, and we'll do a test to see who has more effect on liberty.
Who gets national airtime from throwing flowers in the street?
That was just an image that brought such a large smile to my face when it came into my mind. I knew I had to bring it up.
You mean Ron Paul specifically throwing flowers with a black bandana on?
Yes.
That would be pretty cool. But you don't really mean that, right? Like, Ron Paul had a huge impact. I mean, what could Ron Paul have done better about, what he did over the last 4 or 5 years?
Well, maybe he could have followed the path of a Murray Rothbard or a...
And wrote a book?
Yeah.
Which he did.
He wrote several books. He did do that, but he wasn't writing books while he was out campaigning.
The books have been written.
But
this is the problem with the ideas of liberty is,
let's have another book.
It's the same thing over and over again. There is, the answer to the question is liberty. What's the question?
Right. Well, what can Ron Paul write in a book that hasn't been said by Rothbard or Dr. Mary Ruard or Harry Brown or any of the many libertarians or Ron Paul himself? I mean, again, he has already written a series of them. In fact, I think it's I've heard rumor that Ron Paul has a ghostwriter named Lou Rockwell, but I don't know if that's true. Because, he's a busy guy.
Well, I would agree.
Lou Rockwell gives you a manuscript, you put your name on it, call it Ron Paul's book.
Well, sure. I'd be happy to do that.
So seriously, I mean, that's a serious question. What could Ron Paul have done better? He could have had better campaign staff, I think.
He could have done any number of things. He could have run a radio show. He could have delivered more children.
He still could have done a radio show.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. You know, I'd approach him about it if I could get him on the phone or get somebody on the phone from his organization. Like, I thought maybe that now that the campaign is done, that apparently Jesse Benton, who some allege this is the campaign manager of Ron Paul this time around. Previously, he was like the media guy for the campaign in 2008. Yep. Now he's the campaign manager. And word is this Jesse Benton guy is just a Republican activist who invaded the campaign with the purpose of bringing it down from the inside.
I disagree entirely.
I don't know if there's truth to that.
Their whole delegate strategy was developed by him. I think that he had some good ideas and some bad ideas. That's what I think.
Well, I know that he wouldn't return your phone calls.
Yep, that doesn't make him a bad guy. It makes him a guy with a strategy. And he thinks that Free Talk Live is too radical for him. It's not like Free Talk Live has never been called too radical for some people.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, we lost a radio station recently because we're too radical. But anyway, so there are people out there that are less than happy with this Jesse Benton and his performance. So, you know, maybe having a different campaign staff would have helped Ron Paul penetrate further into the American consciousness. But Ron Paul's done it unlike anyone else ever has, period. In the history of my lifetime, at least. Ron Paul has, gotten people to the ideas of liberty who otherwise maybe would not have found us this soon, would not have found the ideas of freedom this soon. Maybe they would have found
a lot of people from a lot of different desperate areas and brought them together.
Exactly. And, you know, you can't fault a guy for that. And, you know, we can look back and say, well, what could have been done better? But it doesn't matter because it's over and it happened. And whoever came on. And whoever missed out. And now we just have to figure out what's next.
Consider this position for yourself, Johnny Ray, is that for me, voting isn't worth the trouble because I generally believe that voting will not matter. My single vote will not matter. However, I think that political campaigns may be of value if they bring the ideas of liberty to people.
Okay, I'm considering it.
Now, Johnny Ray, you had a roommate.
You don't have to accept it or adopt it right now. I'm just saying it's a possibility in the future.
You had a roommate at one time, Andrew Carroll, who was a subject of his own documentary, actually. He was one of the subjects of the Libertopia film. And he ran for political office. Did you not vote for him either?
Of course, no. No. Andrew Carroll is an arrogant sot.
And he's a fine young man.
He's a freak.
Did you really not vote for him?
No, I didn't vote. I'm not registered to vote.
Okay, okay.
Yep. Ron Paul, I voted for Ron Paul in the primary in 2008, and sometime after that I decided that was... And I did that because my girlfriend at the time promised me a free meal if I went to vote. And after
that's illegal, I think. That may be a felony. Is that a felony?
I don't think anybody's going to have any problems with the individual's friends helping friends out.
And my girlfriend was not a Ron Paul supporter. Mm. She wanted me just to vote.
Just to vote.
I see.
Right.
I don't think that there's any problem with that specifically.
Sometime after that, I decided that my voting days were over.
I'm glad to hear that at least you're not somebody who is of the belief that voting is immoral. Because
I think it might be irresponsible.
Irresponsible in what way?
Because you're demonstrating to the people who see you voting that's a worthwhile way to spend your time.
If I was playing a video game, the video games used to be in convenience stores when I was growing up. If I was playing a video game, would I be just demonstrating to people that playing a video game is a worthwhile occupation?
Playing a video game is a worthwhile occupation.
How about if I bought a lottery ticket?
If you bought... I would recommend to anyone No, not a lottery ticket, because lottery tickets are... If the lottery ticket is a state-sponsored lottery ticket, then no, for pretty much, you know, similar reasons. If it's from a private gambling enterprise, then I would say go for it if it gives you some personal satisfaction.
From a private gambling organization, though, if the numbers were... I mean, the advantage that the state has with lotteries is that they have the larger numbers and the larger jackpots. And so when the private organizations generally don't, but if it was a private organization with the same jackpot and the same numbers, would you say that what's apparently different and irresponsible about it? Giving a dollar to the state?
I think most people gambling are aware that the odds are against them. I think most people voting are not aware that they are not helping.
All right, so if you are aware, then is it irresponsible? to vote or to encourage irresponsibility.
If you're aware that you're wasting your time, is it irresponsible?
If you're, well, stand by. We'll bring that thought back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts are welcome as well on voting or whatever you want to talk about. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you a male suffering from erectile dysfunction? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your sex life. Because Bravado is sending risk-free trials of their once-daily sex-enhancing capsules to all men who qualify. So if you're a man and are trying to boost your confidence in the bedroom and give your partner the ultimate sexual experience, you can be among the first to try Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-948-1362. Bravado is one of the safest ways to treat erectile dysfunction because each capsule contains natural ingredients that safely increase your libido. You don't need a prescription to try once-daily Bravado. Just be among the first to call and claim your trial absolutely risk-free. But due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one risk-free trial per household. Again, if you are a male suffering from erectile dysfunction, it is crucial that you write down this number for your risk-free 30-day trial of Bravado. 1-800-948-1362. That's 1-800-948-1362.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into nine major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice, fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. We've got the bulletin board system. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Just go to bbs.freetalklive.com. bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you're interested in investing in gold or silver, either as a hedge against inflation or an investment or barter currency, whatever your reasons might be for wanting to get precious metals into your hands in a safe place that you can have possession of them, we've teamed up with Midas Resources in order to bring you some of the best rates that you're going to be able to find on the Internet on precious metals. Go to gold.freetalklive.com and at least do some comparison shopping there before you go anyplace else. It's gold.freetalklive.com. We've handpicked some gold and silver pieces that you can do some comparison shopping with at gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's continue here. We actually did not get into the news about what was going on with the Gary Johnson campaign. Also, it's going to affect Jill Stein's campaign from the Green Party as well. So it's pretty big news, I think, as far as the third-party political scene is concerned. We ended up getting sidetracked into a discussion about voting, which can continue, but we do have Jeff on the line listening in Idaho. And, Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live listening via the TuneIn radio app.
Hey, guys. It's Jeff in Idaho. I am an op in the Free Talk Live chat and have also done some little bit of production work for Mark in the past.
Cool. Thanks
for that.
I wanted to call in and let you guys know what's kind of been going on in my life.
All right, go for it.
A couple years back, I was pulled over and arrested for driving without a government permit.
Mm-hmm.
And through my refusal to pay into their system and just sort of not going along with my probation and such, my sentence has been imposed, and I'm currently incarcerated for 6 months.
Oh, my.
You're calling us from jail?
Not at the moment. I actually was able to obtain a work release.
Oh,
so I'm actually, wow. I'm actually on my job site right now.
You're fortunate that you've been able to get work release on the inside there. Now, is this your first time in jail?
No, it's not, but it's been a number of years, and actually here in Idaho there's been a number of changes. It's kind of interesting. You're able to access the Internet from within jail now.
What?
I have heard that some states are doing this, and I really kind of wonder why you wouldn't be able to. Certainly they can limit the sites you go to and that kind of thing, but the Internet's a huge educational tool, and who more would you want to provide education to?
Well, what sort of limitations are there? What are you able to access?
There's predefined websites. You're not allowed to enter any kind of text on the machine, but they are in your cell blocks. You can access them pretty much all day until they shut the lights out at night.
Wow, so you're not getting you're not being charged a per minute fee or something like that?
It's 3 cents a minute, which I mean really doesn't amount to much. I mean I can spend a dollar and be on there for a half an hour.
Right.
Or a little more than a half an hour.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
I mean they have like Engadget, Gizmodo, they have all the technology sites, all the news sites.
Wow.
I was playing Plants vs. Zombies. for a little while in there.
See, I was just thinking it was educational here.
I
tell you, there's some conservatives ripping their hair out listening to the radio right now, thinking the convicts can play games on the Internet.
It actually worked out for the better for me. I've now been talking to the wife a little bit, and before she was pretty reluctant to relocate to New Hampshire, and through all this, I pretty well got her talked into it.
Hey, fantastic. So something to look forward to when you get out. So you just started a six-month sentence?
Yeah, I've been in for a total of about 2 weeks now.
Now,
and you're on work release already. That's incredible.
I had it's my own job. They released me to my own job.
Right, but what do you have to pay? Here in the Keene area, it's $20 a day, I believe, to go out on work release. What do you have to pay them there?
For me, it is 100 per week.
100 what?
And I work 100. 6 days.
100 how much?
$150 per week. I work 6 days. It works out to $25 a day.
Got it. So they take a little chunk off the top. You get to go out. You have to feed yourself when you're out, right? So you don't get the jail food when you're out
that
and about.
Is correct.
And then you have to be back in jail at what time?
It's according to what you set your schedule up as. I have to report back. My schedule is set, so I go back at 6. Mm-hmm. I leave at 8 in the morning and I come back at 6. But, you know, you can set your own schedule. The problem is if you don't actually have that much work, the cops can and will check on you at various points during the day. And if they find out that you're not working, then your work release will be taken away and you'll be...
You get pulled, you're probably losing good time, too. What's the good time rule there in Idaho?
There is no good time for work release. They're just for inmate workers.
Well, no, what I mean is, you know, in a lot of cases, if you have good behavior in jail, you'll get out early on a given sentence. Do you get that?
How much are you going to do in 6 months?
What's that?
How much are you going to do
out of 6 months?
Yeah.
I have to do the entirety of the 6 months. Fortunately, I already have some time under my belt, so I only have about four months left.
Is that because it's a probation thing, or is there just no good time provision in Idaho?
There is no good time provision unless you are working within the jail, like working in the kitchen or something like that.
Right.
In which case, you work for every week that you work, you get 1 day of good time.
I see. Interesting.
Jeff, I have a question for you. This is Johnny Ray. Number one, I think that the choice you made is pretty heroic, and I applaud you for that. My question:
the choice to drive without a government permit, or
the choice to choose incarceration over payment of fines or whatever it is that landed him in jail.
Well, you did a VOP, right? That's why you're in jail. You didn't choose that.
Yeah, and I've been on probation now. They've extended my probation 3 times. I've been on probation for 2 years for a misdemeanor.
Yeah, it's there's no heroism in getting a violation of probation. It just sucks. They get you. What did they get you for, by the way?
What did they get me for?
Yeah,
for the VOP for.
Oh yeah, I was pulled over and I didn't have a license.
Yep. Oh, I see. I thought that was your original reason for being sentenced. So you were sentenced on something else, pulled over while on probation, driving without a license, and they VOP'd you because of that.
No. The original violation was driving without privileges. And then I was sentenced to probation, and because I owe the state about $850, I've been violated about 3 or 4 times.
So you didn't make payments is the reason they put you in there?
Exactly.
Now, do they credit you for the time that you're in there, or are you still going to owe them the $800 when you get out?
Oh, I'll still owe them the $800.
And is that one of the reasons why you're leaving?
No, actually, I mean, the main reason, I've been wanting to leave for a long time. I've finally had my wife convinced to leave. I don't know that I will be able to skirt just by leaving the payment, because I'm sure that they'll, you know, run my credit report and turn it into collections and so on.
Man, that sucks. Hey, good luck out there. Glad you could call us while incarcerated. Appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the story. We'll see you when you get out. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. The probation system is a horribly oppressive thing that is a revolving door for prisoners, and it just keeps getting them back in over and over again for the most piddly of things. It's Free Talk Live.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy. That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free, 1-855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. Tonight with you, it's Ian here.
And Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Don't forget, some of the features on our website, they include our mobile site. If you have a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com and get quick access to our live streams, the broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. We did some tweaks to the streams recently to bring them back down. We now have very, very low delay streams. So if you're listening on our audio streams, if you're listening to the high bandwidth stream, you're probably only hearing things literally 2 seconds after we say it. So it used to be like almost a minute-long delay, so it's much better now. As though that matters to you. Just figured I'd let you know.
I think a lot of people care about what the delay is.
Yeah, so you can go to m.freetalklive.com if you've got a smartphone and get tuned in that way for free.
SACL CAI sponsors our phone lines. They're a group of conscientious folks that handle accounts receivable. If you've got a business and that business is, the paperwork's dragging you down, SACL CAI can help. You can go to freetalklive.com, see their banner. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
Coming up, I've got some news stories with a chopping off theme. Mark, you're going to tell us about a double amputee who has been fatally shot by the police. And we'll also be talking about eunuchs and how long they live. So Johnny Gray's going to give us that information here in a little bit.
Chopping off.
But we can take your calls about anything as well here. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plus, still to discuss the voting issue. In fact, Kurt has some thoughts on that. Kurt, in Michigan, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you tonight, gentlemen?
Hey, Kurt. What's on your mind?
Well, I was going through my Facebook page, and I saw your hoot about voting.
Yes.
And you know that that's a pet issue for me, and we've had our scrapes over it.
So what's your – elucidate us this evening.
Well, I don't believe that voting the way we do it is a moral act.
Okay.
What's specific about it is immoral?
I guess now we have to define moral, right?
Okay.
Would you accept as a definition for moral that which is conducive with human life, and as immoral that which is destructive of human life?
I kind of like something that is moral is not something that is moral is not aggressing another person, and aggressing would be defined as using force or fraud.
Okay. Do you have to use that force yourself? Or can you send, say, a cop over to take somebody's house away if they don't want to buy that new school after you've pulled that lever?
Yeah, you can have an agent use force on your behalf, and you would be just as culpable. If you hired a hitman to do your dirty work, then you'd be, a murderer, in my opinion.
Okay, well, I always try to draw a straight line from a base tenet of liberty, right?
Yes.
One of these base tenets is that no person has the right to expropriate the capital of another without their consent. No question, never, always wrong.
Gotcha.
On a local level, voting sometimes takes control of the direction of people's capital without unanimous consent of the persons affected.
Sometimes.
When someone votes in a village, even if they're voting the right way, they've taken part in deciding the disposition of somebody else's income.
Whose writing are you reading, by the way, Kurt?
I'm sorry?
Is that yours, your writing?
Yes.
Sounds like you're reading something. Okay.
That's me, yes.
So now,
notes that I've taken over the past about my thoughts on things.
You've just made something specific there that I love to point out is that if somebody votes, say, against a spending provision, they haven't voted to expropriate anyone's money. They voted against expropriating.
You've taken part in the decision about the disposition of somebody else's property.
That's correct,
and I will happily.
I will happily take part in the decision every time that someone's trying to decide to take someone's money away. I will pipe up and say, no, that's not acceptable. Now, if they ask me why, I'll happily tell them that, too. But in voting, I only get to say acceptable or not acceptable. So how can I, saying not acceptable, possibly be an immoral act when I'm not asking an agent to do it on my behalf?
It's not your money to decide where it goes. There you go.
It is my money. They're proposing to take my money and your money if we're living in the same area. They're
That's
proposing
right.
to take my money along with everybody else's,
and
so I should at the very least be able...
You can make the decision only for yourself.
I'll happily go in and vote if only in self-defense. I'll happily vote on others' behalf that ask me to.
You cannot use an aggressive act of self-defense.
It is not aggressive.
You
saying
are,
no... to a spending provision, I cannot see how one can claim that's an aggressive act by saying no to a spending provision.
Because
a spending provision
no
is aggressive.
Because there
Wait
are
a
some
second.
People in, there's some people there who want to spend that money. So they're
go right ahead and let them.
Stopping them.
So, Kurt, they want to rob me
yes,
from doing
well,
it. Kurt, am I allowed to stop somebody from robbing me?
If you don't pick somebody else up, swing them at that person, right?
They can line up behind me to get robbed if they want.
If somebody wants to give more money to the criminal gang known as the government, there's nothing that can stop them. You or anybody else who wants to give money to the government can
That's
cut a check,
question.
Go down
That's
to City
question.
Hall, and they will accept any amount
question.
Of money.
That's not the question. The question is because that thing is up on the ballot, I have to change my spending habits now to be able to adjust for maybe that theft that's going to be happening to me later on down the line. Even my budget today is affected by that just being on the ballot.
I'll agree with you on that, but the fact that I might go in and vote against that spending provision doesn't affect your budgeting in any way, shape, or form. It's all I'm trying to do is stop you from being robbed.
Right.
Stop myself from being robbed in the process.
This is a criminal gang that has given one measure of influence for people to come and kind of, you know, attempt to mold the criminal gang in the direction that they think is appropriate. Now, I agree that it's distasteful to get involved with criminal activities.
And likely statistically insignificant.
Right. But if it's possible to stop the criminal gang from aggressing against people, then there's nothing immoral in any way, shape, or form about that. And I think that the people that advocate that voting is immoral are really on some seriously weak ground. Like, you know,
really?
There's no violence at all.
You don't believe that voting is destructive to human nature, to humans themselves?
Well, first of all, I can cite you real-life examples of how voting has stopped aggression from happening. For instance, there is the New Hampshire jury nullification bill that has passed up here. I don't know if you heard about this, Kurt. But
I listen to you guys every day.
Okay, great. So then you know, as our listeners do, that there was a jury nullification bill that passed. It is going into effect in January. But already there's been a court trial where, and I'm bringing obviously our new listeners up to speed here. Recently there was a court trial of a Rastafarian man who was using marijuana. He was growing cannabis for his personal medical use, or his personal recreational religious use, I guess. It's because he's a Rastafarian. And he was on trial for manufacturing of drugs. The jury nullified this verdict based on the judge's instructions that had this jury nullification bill not passed, the judge would not have given those instructions. So the voting process and the political process, as awful, distasteful, as slow, as bureaucratic as it is, led to this man being set free by a jury because of people voting for politicians, in this case, people of a liberty mindset who got into political office, introduced this liberty-oriented bill, and got it passed. If that had not happened, this man would be sitting in a prison, would likely be sitting in a prison cell today.
Let me jump in here for a second. Hey, Kurt.
Kurt, voting by saying, you know, how's not voting working out for you, or but I feel I have to do something, or but it's something that's going to happen anyway, or but it works, or but it's our only input. These are all arguments from official.
Okay, so you completely ignored the example that I gave you. Johnny Ray wanted to jump in here.
Yeah,
you're
Kurt.
You're saying you do it because it works. And that's an argument from efficiency and utilitarianism. And many of those tenets.
Brother,
are
I want to set people
liberty.
Free if I can set people free. If I have a vote to set people free,
but
I'm going to vote to set people free. And that's not aggression in any way, shape, or form. Now, Johnny Ray would like to get in here with some comments.
People.
So I'm just going to put you on hold here for just a moment, and then we're going to get Johnny Ray in here. Go ahead, sir.
All right, Kurt, I'm on your side, first of all. And I think that...
Except, Johnny Ray, you didn't say that voting was immoral earlier.
I didn't say it, but I may have implied it by saying that it was irresponsible.
All right.
And I think it may be destructive. I think the voting process is part and parcel of the state, and the state commits far more evil than it does good. And when you participate with a state...
Cool. So just send the Rastafarian guy to prison, then. All right. More coming up here in a moment. We'll bring Kurt back. 855-453. Your thoughts are welcome. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-916-9762 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-916-9762. 1-800-916-9762. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Still to come, your chance to talk about anything that you want. That's the point of the program. 1-855-450-FREE. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We invite you on over to our website. You can head over to freetalklive.com, get interactive there. And if you like the show and you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. And you can purchase whatever you're looking for. Likely Amazon has it. When you go to shop.freetalklive.com, you'll find links there to Amazons in different countries. Go to Amazon US, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada. Just click into the right Amazon for you and get your shopping taken care of. You can buy used items, brand new, whatever it is that you're looking for. They probably have it there in a great Amazon prices with the usual free Super Saver shipping deals. It's what you're used to. It's the same Amazon experience that you're used to if you've ever been there before, and you probably have. It's just that you're going through our website. You're going through our portal at shop.freetalklive.com. So, therefore, they cut Free Talk Live a portion of the purchase price. So, again, shop.freetalklive.com. We're going to bring Kurt back on from Michigan. The discussion is about voting, and Kurt is advocating the idea that voting is immoral. And, Mark, you are somebody who has had a bit of let's see, experience, I guess, talking about this issue, not just with Kirk, because he's certainly called in the past, but you had a debate with Stefan Molyneux from Freedom Main Radio about this very issue, and I believe Wes Bertrand from Complete Liberty, and also Cal Molyneux from Liberate RVA. You've talked with all of these guys about this issue, and you're pretty firm on it. And I happen to agree with you, and I'm somebody who toyed with the idea of not voting for a little while. But
I don't think there's any problem if you choose not to vote. You know, if you think that, as Johnny Ray has said earlier in the show, that as far as the cost-benefit analysis goes, that, you know, it's not worth the gasoline to drive 5 miles to the voting booth and, you know, waste a half an hour to 45 minutes of your day, you know, standing in line voting and then driving back or doing whatever it is, okay.
And I, to finish my point, I think that voting really sends a mixed message if you're a pro-liberty guy. I see the pro-liberty voters saying, you know, taxation is theft and the state is illegitimate. Hold on a second. Yes, I'd like one for Ron Paul, please.
Right, and what they want to do is, and I think that this is probably the best argument, is if you're voting for a pro-liberty candidate, that pro-liberty candidate is likely to take a paycheck. Even while they're standing, if it's a total pro-liberty candidate, you know, they're standing for what's right or whatever, they're going to take a paycheck. You know, as far as I'm concerned, I'd take the paycheck if I was putting my time in. The system is messed up, and if it takes me to unwind the knot, my labor's worth something.
Okay, those are all fine, and you know, everybody has their reasons for not voting, but some people are saying it's immoral, and Johnny Ray, you said you do agree with that statement?
I'm not sure that I agree with that, because my understanding of morality is very, very slight. I would say that I think it would be a beautiful thing if the polls opened and nobody showed up. That's
something
that you
bring
up.
We've seen that happen before. And you know what happens afterwards?
They keep doing the same thing.
They keep doing it. So,
I can't help but think that the poll workers and the government workers would be affected by that. Do you not think that'd be a step in the right direction if nobody showed up?
I don't think for a second some police officer that's handing out tickets says to himself, well, gosh darn it, nobody went. Only 10% of the town. This happens constantly. Only 7% of the town
3%.
Went out and voted today. I guess I can't give tickets to 93% of the people because they're not participating.
What about if 0%
No, that's what I'm saying.
Who cares? If you have a plan that requires 100% of the people to do it to work, your plan stinks.
That's true. Human beings will never come to agreement on something. And
you can't get murder. You can't get murder agreed on to that percentage.
Right.
Yeah, but I think it makes a difference.
Child sodomy agreed on at that level.
I think it makes a difference.
Well, and you certainly aren't going to.
I think it would make a difference.
It's a nice. It might be a nice feeling for somebody to look at that story and say, "Oh, how about that? No one voted there." But then when you actually keep
it's Free Talk Live, bring Kurt on.
I know we're going
to.
Yeah,
you can't just not do something. You have to do something to make a change in the world. I agree with that.
Well, that's a good point too, because it seems like a lot of the people that advocate not voting, that's like the extent of it. Let's have some meetings and not vote, and that's going to somehow bring the state to an end. So, Kurt, you're back on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Let's say, I don't think that voting when you're in a voluntary organization is wrong. If you're in the Elks and you're voting for president,
is it wrong to vote on a jury?
I think there are several crimes going on there. I mean, just that the jury is impaneled is a crime against the jury.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Is it wrong to vote on a jury?
The entire system that we use is immoral. Is it wrong to go in and monkey wrench a jury? Well. Again, you would have to be in Michigan. You'd have to be registered to vote in order for that to happen. So,
do you? Because some states will pull from driver's licenses as well.
Yeah.
So there's an argument for registering to vote. So,
I'm sorry?
That's an argument for registering
right.
to vote.
I mean,
but you don't have to vote.
He doesn't answer
right.
the question yet. Let him answer the question.
Right. I agree. I see nothing wrong if you register to vote to get on a jury so that you can try to work a jury nullification angle with the if it happens to be a victimless crime.
Doesn't registering itself to vote perpetuate the system? If voting perpetuates the system, doesn't even registering to vote perpetuate the system?
I never said voting perpetuates the system.
I'm just asking. I said if.
Yeah.
So you do not think that voting perpetuates the system?
No. Well, I think that in people's heads, you know, and again, this is the thing that I try to get across to people. They hold voting up as an example of why we're free. And what I say to them in pretty much these words is, Well, most of voting is picking a leader for somebody else and spending somebody else's money. And these are not acts of liberty or freedom. These are acts of slavery.
It's fine. Those are all fine answers, and I would agree with that. But I'd like to get back to the issue of, so you're fine with somebody going ahead and getting on a jury and then using their vote on the jury to set somebody free who has not harmed another
human
being.
That's because when they cast their vote, they're not saying, this is what I think my neighbor's income should do, whether it's to pay for school or go back into their pocket. And you're not saying, this is the person I'd like to have this authority, you can't see my air quotes, this authority over everybody in this geopolitical area. And that's where I think the aggression is, right?
Well, yeah, you are. You're deciding how the money on the jails are going to be spent as to whether or not they'll be spent on that person being kept there.
You're also deciding the freedom of the individual who's being judged. And so
right.
if for instance,
only
there was
a... good in that regard. You're not doing,
you can do good with
voting,
too, Kurt, and this is the part you're ignoring. Here's another example for you.
You
ignored my example previously. I'm going to give you another one.
I did not ignore it.
This, you did.
I
gave you the example about how voting led to a man getting freed from going to jail, to prison, for 3 to 7 years for growing some plants. But here's another example. We talked last night about how Colorado this year is going to have on the ballot a provision to pretty much legalize cannabis for adult consumption, for recreational purposes. It's going to be legalized up to an ounce. So you, if you are in Colorado and are a registered voter, will be able to go in and vote to set people free. Where's the immorality?
Okay, so here's my question then, Ian. What say do you have in what goes into my body?
None.
There you go. Then why are you going in there and pulling that trigger? Oh, I'm sorry, that lever.
What are you talking about?
You're going in and pulling a lever saying, you know what, this is what I think Kurt should be able to put into his body. This is what I think we should be able to.
That's,
sure,
no, that's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is that people shouldn't be put in a cage for putting things in their body. And you're saying, by not voting, that you just don't care
Wait
enough about
second.
That issue, and you're going to stay home.
No, Ian,
Kurt,
you mischaracterized the question. Well, you mischaracterized Ian's statement. You said that what say should you have on what I put in my body? And so, Ian, by going in and voting, if he was in Colorado, that you should be able to put something in your body is not mandating or even suggesting what you put in your body. He's only giving you the freedom to put something in your body.
I'm so trying to remove the prohibition.
That is not
okay.
I think that Ian's supporting the idea that that is a proper forum to discuss that issue.
No,
by taking part.
No.
It is the forum.
It's what is. Okay. So, like, I'd love to wake up tomorrow and have the government disappear. I'd love that to happen to never have to vote again. In some sort of government election. But right now, there are 800,000 people being put in handcuffs every single year in just this country for having a plant on their body. And if I can do something by going to cast a vote to stop that from happening,
however unlikely,
to keep those people from not being harassed, not being arrested, not being put in handcuffs, not losing their jobs, not possibly being shot by some crazed cop in those situations, if I can do that, that's the moral thing to do. To sit back and do nothing, if you're in Colorado and you sit back and do nothing, I think that's immoral, to do nothing.
Really?
In a case where you can take an action
you're
to save
corner
someone.
Now.
So you believe that I should have to take purposive action for somebody else?
I didn't say you had to do anything.
Yes,
I just
said it's immoral.
Well,
if I don't.
Not to be immoral.
That's just my opinion.
That's
just my opinion about it.
You said it's immoral if I don't.
There's no you have lost, Ian. You have made a statement that one must take a positive action in order to be immoral, and people in comas cannot do immoral acts.
If you have the ability to save somebody from being aggressed against,
you should,
without putting any yourself at risk, then it's absolutely immoral to not do that.
The roads are dangerous.
You're saying that I must take purposive action to save somebody.
You don't have to do anything. I'm just saying that I think that it's... You're calling me immoral.
To Kurt.
You're calling me immoral. You stand by, Kurt. We'll bring you back here in a moment. I don't understand how Kurt won that round. You saying it's somehow moral to do nothing in the circumstance when somebody is being hurt? More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you a liberty activist or enthusiast looking to meet others like you? Do you want to advance capitalism, peace, and freedom, but aren't sure how? I'm Amanda Mill, Executive Director of Liberty on the Rock, encouraging supporters of a free society to host happy hours. Activism and education doesn't need to be boring, and you can find free market friends. So start a Liberty on the Rocks network near you and begin connecting and informing libertarian thinkers over drinks. Visit www.libertyontherocks.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.